Our last article this month pays tribute to British film director Ridley Scott. As he returns to the big screen with Alien: Covenant, this summer we look at what makes him one of cinema's all-time greats.
The Ad Man. Born in 1937, Ridley Scott belongs to a generation of English filmmakers who reached adulthood after the glory days of the British film industry. As a result, they worked in advertising instead. Scott himself made more than 2,000 TV ads before his cinema debut at the age of 40. Some of his TV work, such as his dystopian 1984 ad introducing the first Apple Macintosh computer, remain cultural references today. Thanks to the talent and creativity of Scott's generation, Britain came to dominate the global advertising industry. In Hollywood, their influence changed the whole aesthetic of movies. Visuals became more important than dialogue. Scenes were shorter and editing faster. Some called their way of making movies a triumph of style over substance, but it has now become normal.
Strong women. Today, we're used to seeing strong, independent women in action movies, but for most of film history, their role was to be rescued by and fall in love with men. One film changed that. Ridley Scott's second film, the sci-fi horror Alien, 1979. Its heroine, Ellen Ripley, played by Sigourney Weaver, didn't scream, kept her head when in danger, and survived, unlike all the men in the film. Ripley, who returned in three more Alien films, is a truly iconic character from whom all today's female action heroines draw their DNA. Was it intentional? Sigourney Weaver says, well, yeah, it was a given for Ridley that women were supremely capable, smart, courageous, and resourceful. 10 years later, Scott did it again with Thelma and Louise, a cult road movie about two female friends going on the run after they kill a rapist.
Dark futures. Sci-fi films from the 1950s onwards portrayed the future as bright and utopian. Technical progress, they suggested, would create a world of peace, equality, and minimalist interior decoration where shoes never lie around the living room. If no sci-fi movie looks like that anymore, it is thanks to Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, 1982, and Alien, 1979. These two films introduced a dystopian vision of the future where the environment is ruined, social divisions are more extreme than ever, and technology is an oppressive presence. Scott's influence has been so strong for the past 40 years that this vision of the future is now also a cliché, but nobody has yet come up with a fresh idea.
Viral marketing. These days, marketing campaigns for movies start months before the film comes out, but few have been as brilliantly successful as the one Ridley Scott did for his 2012 sci-fi movie Prometheus. A year before the film came out, he began putting material online that was tangentially related to the film. A TED Talk from the year 2023, an ad for robots by a fictitious company that had its own website, etc. This material went viral, creating such anticipation that when a Prometheus trailer finally appeared, 3 million people watched it in just 48 hours. Well, the man did start in advertising.
Mixing genres. Most film directors are known for a particular type of film. Only an elite defy categorization. So, although Scott is best known for his sci-fi classics, from Alien to The Martian, he's tried just about every genre and period in the course of a 24-movie career. Ancient Rome, Gladiator, Crime, American Gangster, War, Black Hawk Down, Biblical Epic, Exodus, Fantasy, Legend, Thriller, Hannibal, and Road Movie, Thelma and Louise. Yes, he's made some bad movies. Never watch A Good Year with Marion Cotillard. But he's had more highs than almost any director apart from Steven Spielberg. Now aged 79, and with ideas for 6 more Alien films after this one, it looks like he plans to finish where he started.